Well, today I'd like us to remember Dad. Okay, so this is our fifth session on the quest for authentic manhood. And I want to, just the whole idea of remembering Dad. So I'd like you to listen to these stats. And I know it's hard when we're listening to stats, but maybe we can get something here. Think about this, the percentage of children living with a biological father, and we're going to go through some decades here, and into the 2000 and the 2010s, the number has probably risen, maybe minimally, but still, it probably has risen, just because it doesn't seem like we get better. Hopefully, there is an element of people wanting to improve, to get better, even secularly. But we see here a percentage of children living with a biological father in 1960 was 82.5%. And conversely, percentage of children living apart from biological father, 17.5%. So that's 1960. Then the numbers, the math will always add up to 100%, just so you know. 1970, 77.6 living with their biological father, with 22.4 not. 1980, 67.8. And then the number goes up for those living apart, 32.2. And then 1990, 61.7. And 38.3 living apart. So has that changed? Hopefully it's gone the right direction. But if it hasn't, then we've got some problems here. We've got some things that we need to think about and do something about. And we're just by the fact that you're listening to this podcast, I sense that your desire is to move toward the proper direction, the right direction. And so let me give you some other stats here that are stated. Children from fatherless homes are 5 times more likely to commit suicide, 32 times more likely to run away, 20 times more likely to have behavioral disorders, 14 times more likely to commit rape, 9 times more likely to drop out of high school, 20 times more likely to end up in prison. So those are very sobering statistics. And they're statistics that should make us go, I want to do something about this. Let me read a passage of scripture here. It's actually Proverbs 17:6. The second part of the verse, I'll read the whole verse, but the second part is the one I want for us to focus on. Grandchildren are the crown of the aged, and that's a good thing to know. And if we are proper parents, then hopefully our hearts would be tied toward grandparenting. If we took our parenting seriously, hopefully we take our grandparenting seriously. But the second half of this verse, listen to this. And the glory of children is their fathers. Isn't that a great verse? The glory of children is their fathers. So if you're following along, we're going to take some notes here, and we're working through the absent father wound. The absent father wound. And here's a definition. An ongoing emotional, social, or spiritual deficit ordinarily met in a healthy relationship with Dad that now must be overcome by other means. And so let's do it one more time. An ongoing emotional, social, or spiritual deficit ordinarily met in a healthy relationship with Dad that must now be overcome by other means. And so we all have deficits. We live in a fallen world, but there's things that make it even more, for lack of a better term, interesting, even more gaping, that wound. And so let me ask you, what are 3 words or phrases that come to your mind in remembering Dad. Now, my dad wasn't absent. I mean, he worked very hard. I remember I'd get up in the morning. He was already gone to work. He'd leave around 5-ish and then get home, between 4 and 5. So he's 12 hours away working really hard to keep his family together, keep his life together. And I thank the Lord for that. But when he got home, he was exhausted. He was exhausted. And his thing was he'd like to watch TV. And so a lot of my time with my father was media, watching movies with him, watching TV with him. And I look back on that as a positive thing. That was a good thing. He wasn't, he drank a beer every now and then, but he wasn't a drunk. He didn't beat us. His dad had beat him. His dad was an alcoholic. It was just a bad situation what my dad grew up in. He wasn't going to do to me what his dad did to him. And so I'm grateful for that. But he still wasn't the kind of guy that we were going to go out and play catch. I don't remember ever playing catch with him once. I don't even know if he could play catch. But he was supportive of me. It was a generation also where they didn't go to ball games. We lived in the city, so it isn't the idea of a small town, and that's okay. There's nothing in me that's like bitter or angry about that. He didn't know any better. He's doing the best that he can. And so think about that for you. Three words or phrases remembering my dad. I don't know if I can nail that down. Three words or phrases, but I think my dad was fun. Funny, definitely funny. And I think he cared. I think he cared. I could come up with negative things, but I don't know if that would be helpful right now as I think about him. I just, remembering my dad, I've got good memories of my father. I regret that we didn't have some conversations. He's one of those, when people ask that question, if there was anybody that you could have a meal with or have a dinner time with and you could talk to him, living or dead, and you could have that time with him, who would that be? And actually it would be my father. He passed away in 1990. And now that I've gotten older, he's gotten a lot smarter. And I would appreciate, first of all, telling him thank you for all that he did for me. And then just being able to, for him to see my kids and our grandkids and see that that thank you for what you did. And as a result of what you did, you know, putting food on our table, doing the best that you can, I've benefited from that. And here's my life, and I'm grateful. So three words or phrases remembering Dad. I think of him as fun, I think of him as funny, and I think of him as caring. So, well, let's keep going. Results of the absent father wound. Well, number one is anger and pain. And I can see that, and you can see that if we're looking at the culture around us. We can see that there's times where young men are acting out. Young ladies are acting out. And part of that is because of Dad not being there. Boy, they want their father. And so anger and pain. Let's keep going. Number two, extreme behavior and addictions or obsessions. And so we see that acted out even more if you were to spend time in the grade schools all across the country, the elementary schools all over the country, let alone middle school, junior high, high school, colleges, the extreme behavior and addictions or obsessions that I want my dad to love me and to respect me and to be there. And if they don't see that, you know, they'll do different things to get that attention and to fill that gap. Another thing, number three, an inner sense of lostness or incompleteness. Boy, that's a reality of the pain that is going on, that if I had this solid person that I could count on and trust, and that I wouldn't, you know, something's wrong with the fact that Dad isn't there. And then fourthly, and this may not sound very politically correct, but this is the reality if we're honest, homosexuality, result of the absent father wound. This isn't always the case. I know gay people that have a great relationship with their father, and their father was there. So every one of these things, we can't be hard and fast on them, but there is an element, as I've also got friends, that their relationship with their father was horrible. The attachment of mother was horrible, and homosexuality as a result. So I'm just throwing that out there. That is as an observation, and has been seen over the years, that I believe that's very accurate. And then, so what is it that every son wants and needs from his father? Well, A, time together. True time together. Time that I know that you're here. I know that I'm loved. I know that I'm accepted. And we're doing things together. And it's not that you're enjoying this. And I think we want that for people in any relationship, but boy, to have that from a father. B, life skills. To have a dad teach you things concerning trade and in the area of like how to fix things and things like that. But even more than that, how to handle conflict, how to discuss things well, how to work through hard situations, how to treat a woman, whatever, life skills. C, direction with solid why answers. So when the why, and that could be really milked by a kid, you know, why, and they just don't want to take their nap or they don't want to go to bed. But sometimes there's legitimate why questions that are being asked. And to have a dad take the time and explain solid why answers, W-H-Y answers. And then D, convictions through modeling. So as dad is showing you through his lifestyle, how he's treating mom, how he's treating other family members, how he's having integrity when situations come up, what he does and or doesn't do. These are convictions, and he's modeling it. He isn't just talking a big game. It's not this fake person all the time outside of church. And when he gets in church, he's everybody's like, "Oh, what a great dad!" And in your heart, you go, "Actually, if you knew my dad at home, wow." And then lastly, E, dad's heart. That's what every son wants, needs from his father. He wants dad's heart. He wants to know that his dad cares about him, that his dad is willing to take the time with him, that his dad is in his corner, that he's got his back. Those are good things to know about dad, that he's got dad's heart. So some questions for you. And it kind of goes back to what we had talked about earlier. What are three words or phrases that describe how you remember your dad? So if you could say three words or phrases to describe how you remember your dad, that would be helpful in thinking of this lesson today. Secondly, which, if any, of the four results of the absent father wound could you most identify with? And why? So the four are anger and pain, extreme behavior and addictions or obsessions, an inner sense of lostness or incompleteness, and then fourthly, homosexuality. Can you relate to any of those? Can you identify with any of those? Why? Why is that the case? And then thirdly, if you could ask your dad for one thing and get it, what would that be? If you could ask your dad for one thing and get it, what would it be? And then explain that. This is good. This is good for us to do in remembering dad.